find the subject of our meditation tonight in chapter 8 of the book of Judges, chapter 8, and words in verse 4. Judges chapter 8, words in verse 4. Perhaps we could have a light down for what it would be. Judges chapter 8, at verse 4. And Gideon came to Jordan and passed over, he and the 300 men that were with him, faint, yet pursuing. These words, faint, yet pursuing. These words describe to us the condition of Gideon and his little band after they had pursued the Midianites. Now Gideon was a man who had been called and raised up by God to be the deliverer of his country in a very special time of need. He knew that the Lord had sent him, for God had wrought a miracle to convince him, and he, trusting in the divine call, gathered a vast army of 32,000 men. But what do we find? The Lord was not pleased with the army that Gideon had collected. For at the very beginning of chapter 7, we read at verse 2, and the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me. Now therefore go to proclaim the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And they returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. Now though Gideon had obeyed the Lord in doing this, yet the Lord had a further trial for Gideon and for his men. Because we go on to verse 4 and we read, and the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with me, the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. And so Gideon obeyed the Lord, and he took his men down to the waterside, following the directions of God. And there he was told to watch which of them would rush forward with eager haste and bend down on their knees to drink, and which of them would have patience and self-control and only drink a little at a time from the water. And so we read in verse 7 that the number of them who thus put their hands to their mouths, in other words, who exercised patience, were only 300 men. And so God said to Gideon, by this 300 men wilt thou go forward and meet the Midianites. And so Gideon went with his small army against the huge army of the Midianites and the Amalekites. And this was an exercise which was a great strain upon these men. It was a long, drawn-out warfare, which lasted for a very long time. But in the end, Gideon and his small army were victorious. Now, my friend, we read here in verse 4 that Gideon and his men were fainting, as it were. Yet they pursued. Now, have we not here just what every Christian ought to do? We are here to learn from Gideon and these men the qualities which we must have, the disposition of heart that we must have, and the mind which we must exercise as we go forward to fight and to engage in the battle of the Lord, so as to enable us to fight the good fight and to lay hold upon eternal life. Do not these words bring comfort as well as instruction to every Christian? The state of Gideon and his band is often our state. We sometimes are faint and weary and distressed and disappointed and disillusioned. But let us be like them. Let us pursue. Now, when or in what sort of situation are we often faint, weary, disappointed, discouraged? The Christian, I believe, is apt to faint in the time of temptation, when the sin assails and trouble comes. Now, which of us has been as faithful as we ought to be to God? Which of us has watched and prayed always, as we are exhorted to do in God's word? Who is there among us who does not often feel the power and the presence of sin within and without? Was it not to Christians that the Apostle Paul said, "The flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these two are contrary one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would." Have ye not had this experience of wanting to do what is good? But we have this warfare of lust, the warfare of flesh against the Spirit. Even, my friends, those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and try to do the will of God have a struggle within, between grace and nature, between good and evil, between the old life and the new life in Christ Jesus. And when grace and nature, reason and passion are at terrible war, they shake the whole frame. When Now one and then another is about to prevail. We become weary. We become exhausted. We sometimes are at our wit's end. We do not know what to do. We feel faint. We are ready to give way. When such experiences come to us, let us think of Gideon and his men. Let the words of our text come to our minds and be as the Lord's battle cry to our ears. Let these words rouse our faith in God. Let these words give us courage. Let these words enable us to endure unto the end. Though we faint, yet let us pursue. For to hold on is certain victory. Remember that it is written, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. To him that overcometh shall receive the crown of life. So therefore, when temptation comes our way, let us fly at once to prayer, as a drowning man clings to the plank drawn to him in the tumultuous waters. Yes, we are apt, my friends, to faint in the time of temptation. But let us look to the Lord for courage, for the faith and the endurance that we need to be more than conquerors through him that loved us. And then we are apt to faint in the time of affliction. How easy it is for us to flatter ourselves that we love God and are submissive to the will of God when all goes well, when all goes smooth with us in life. But when God troubles us, when sudden sorrow comes upon us, when our earthly happiness is shaken, when, my friends, some bitterness is poured into our cup, how long and trying this trouble may be, bring weakness to us. Weakness not only of body, but of mind and of spirit. There are times also when the world looks dark, empty, desolate. Then, my friends, the time of trial for us, to see whether our trust is in the Lord, that we are staying ourselves upon Jehovah. Then we need the Apostle Paul's exhortation. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. But rather, pursue when such situations arise, therefore. Let us think of Gideon. Let his words be our watchword. Let it lift up our hands that hang down. Let it strengthen our feeble knees. Let us call faith to our aid. Let us trust in God's power and God's goodness, in God's love, then we very often have need of patience. But after we have done the will of God, we may remember that the promises of God are ours, that he will not allow us to suffer above that which we are able to bear. Fainting, yet persevering. Feeling weak through affliction, through trouble of any kind, yet continuing on, because the Lord is our help. The Lord is our refuge. The Lord is our strength. We should consider that our light afflictions are but for a moment, and work for us an exceeding weight of glory. So that is the second thing. We are apt to faint when we are tempted. We are apt to faint when trouble comes our way. And also we are apt to faint in our endeavors to do good. Are we earnestly desiring and seeking the conversion of others? A wife or a husband, a parent or a child, a brother or a sister, a friend or a neighbor? And do we sometimes feel that our efforts are in vain? That all our advice, all our words, all our entreaties are apparently thrown away? Are we ready to give up the attempt altogether and to say of such a person, "They are past recovery, I can do no more"? We come faint. But what is the advice? Pursue. Keep on desiring, keep on praying, keep on seeking the good you desire for that individual. And then again, it may be that we have shown kindness only to receive gratitude, only to receive evil in return. Are we tempted to say, "Such wickedness, I can do no more about it. I will shut my heart from it all. I will give it up. For the goodness that I desire to do and to impart is not accepted. All is in vain." Then, my friend, when we feel like that, is the time to remember that Christ our Lord bids us to do good to the evil and to the unthankful, though we may faint at heart, yet still pursue in our work and our labor of love for the Lord Jesus Christ and for our fellow men. Not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Then lastly, we are apt to faint in prayer. Whether we are praying for ourselves or praying for others. And here lies a great danger. It is prayer, my friends, that keeps us sick. If we neglect prayer, we are like a soldier without his arms, unable to defend himself, open to the enemy's assaults. Therefore, our Lord himself has given to us a parable which teaches us that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Always to keep on praying, whether for ourselves or for others, knowing that we have a God not only who hears, but a God who answers prayer. Do we feel unable to pray? Or perhaps we feel too sinful to pray? Does Satan try to persuade us that our prayers are not heard? Have we sought God often for the conversion of someone else, and does that other person still go on in their wickedness? Sin? Faint though we may be, yet still pursue. If, my friends, we act in this way, we will praise the goodness and the love of God who enabled us, though amidst the conflicts of doubt and fear, to persevere unto the end in order to gain the final victory. Gideon came to Jordan and passed over, he and the 300 men that were with him, faint, yet pursued. I know that there is much to discourage you, much to weary you, much to weaken us, much to make us feel faint. As we pursue our Christian life, but let us not give up. Let us not give in. Let us know that on our side there is a witness. Let us know on our side there is a friend that sticketh closer than the blood. Let us take it with us. Let us lean upon his everlasting life. Let us know that he will never fail. And the God whom we pray will hear us and will answer. The God who sends temptation to us will give us strength to bear up and to overcome. And the God who sends affliction of trouble to us will not allow that trouble to be more than we can bear. My friends, we have much to be thankful for. We have much for which to pray to God. If we are on the road to sight, if we are the children of God, if we are the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have much witness to bear in this world, in our homes, in our work, of wherever we meet. But let us be assured that we are not alone, that there is by our side the unchanging God of the unchanging Savior, who says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Oh, my dear friends, let us times will come, times of feeling sick. But let us rest upon the unchanging one and pursue, go on in his strength. Trust ye in the Lord Jehovah, for the Lord Jehovah is a everlasting strength. Faith, yet pursue. Let us pray. Oh Lord, we thank thee for the word of thy truth, for the encouragement given to us in thy word. And grant, O Lord God, that if we are found in this place tonight without thee as our Saviour and our God, if we this night are building upon the sand which shifts and not upon the imperishable rock, help us to realize, O Lord, that we cannot go on and be successful in this life. We cannot go on and live a life which will be pleasing to thee. And when trouble and temptation comes, we have no one and we have nothing to lean upon. So grant unto us all, O Lord, to become soldiers in the army of the Lord, as a band of men and women, though oft times faint, yet pursuing until the final victory. Bless our coming together here in Christ's name. Follow us with thy blessing wherever we may be, and in whatever circumstances thy providence will place us. May our eye be ever unto thee, our God and our Saviour. We ask it in the precious name of Jesus and for his sake. Amen.